A young man was in prison for a crime he had not committed. Received a letter from his father who lived on a farm. "Son, this year I'm unable to plant anything in the fields because my strength has left me and I can't dig the ground. I know if you were here, you would have helped me." The son sent his father the following letter. "You idiot! Dad, do not dig the land. Haven't I told you that I've hidden the guns in a different place on the ground?" Of course, the prison manager gave the letter to the police. Next day, the ground was dug up by policemen who searched everywhere for the guns, but they found nothing. So the son wrote back again, "Dad, now the ground has been dug up. You can plant your vegetables. I did the best I could do from where I'm at. I love you." This was brought to you by Barry Powell, 99 Inspiring Stories for Presentations. If you're new to the Impact Secrets podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, E.D. To all you smart and intelligent folks, that just simply means it. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got a story to tell. Today's episode is called Activate versus Victimize Mindset. Activate versus Victimize Mindset. You see, when we listen to that story and we unpack the story, the son, first of all, was in a predicament that he did not choose. He did not choose to be put in a prison where he didn't commit the crime. So number one, he's already feeling, as my cousin or my uncle would say, some sort of way. He's feeling some sort of way is because he's locked up for a crime he didn't commit. So that's one piece of it. The second piece is he receives a letter from his father stating that, "Hey son, I am getting weak. I am no longer in the physical standpoint I once was to be able to take care of the land as I once did. Man, I wish you were here." Instead of the son looking at both of these situations and getting down on himself, he decided to use his mind. You see, he used his mind in a way that was so creative and outside the box that I had to come up with a great topic for the show. And that's why I said activate versus victimize. Because see, right away, when you activate something, that means it turns on. It means it becomes available. And see, he opened up another piece in his mind to become available. See, he knew that people in the prison system was going to read his letter. And when that happened, they had no choice but to take action. And in taking action meant that they were going to go do the necessary job that needed to be done, and them not even knowing that they did the job for them. See, and that's what life is all about, is that when we get hit, and we all have been hit, or we may be getting hit now as I'm speaking, but is how do you respond to what happens? You see, I told this story where I was watching the interview with Kobe and Shaq. And Shaq said, he asked a really, really good probing question. He said, "When I left, were you trying to get more championships than me?" And Kobe said, "Yes." He said, "I knew when you went down to go play for the Miami Heat that you were going to get that one championship with Dwayne Wade because of the energy of the city. I needed you to get that championship. I needed you to get that championship because for me, things were going to get activated." You see, the first thing that got activated was they won. He literally held his promise. If you don't remember, Shaq said, when I come to Miami, I will win a championship. And he did. So that activated something in Kobe's mind. But that wasn't really the, as they would say, the icing on the cake. With the icing on the cake was when they said, ooh, we may have made a bad decision. This is from the Lakers front office of sending Shaq away. We probably should have sent Kobe away because Shaq already produced a championship. And we're going to have to go on a waiting period to see if Kobe can or not. And Kobe basically said, when those two things happened, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, I more or less went into activate. My mind just activated. Boom. Okay. What do I need to do to get to the championship? What's the thinking? And I'm going to imagine that if I'm Kobe, I could imagine, and this is just me, I'm just imagining that he used the same technique that he talks about so much when he would say, I look at the goal and I reverse engineer it and I take it step by step. See, we have a problem sometimes is that we get so caught up in the problem that we can't focus on the step by step. And so what Kobe did was he said, okay, I need to get this championship. I need to make sure that, boom, hey, I need to get the team involved. I need to get them just as hungry as, how do I get them as hungry as I am? I have to find out what activates them. Not the victimized mindset, but the activate mindset. See, I had a situation where I had an opportunity that came my way. Somebody wanted to contract me for a position. And this is when I was working, and you know, I was working a full-time job for this company instead of being a contractor. And I was full-time. And I realized that some of my coworkers were actually making more money than me. But I had everything that was required plus more. And I was frustrated. I was frustrated. It wasn't about the money. It was about the fact that when I went to have the discussion with the hiring manager or the manager at the time, she told me that it's not in the budget. And if you have an offer somewhere else, you probably should just go and take that opportunity. But it wasn't until I came to the table with the opportunity that I had that we even had the conversation. And she said she put the case together and presented it to the higher ups. And the higher ups said, hey, well, we can save money. If he wants to leave, let him leave. I don't care if he's a high producer. We'll just spread his work out and we can hope for the best, you know, because it's about saving money. It's not about excellence. But I needed that to happen because I needed to prove a point of what I always tell you guys is you have to understand when you're really not significantly valued. And if you're not significantly valued, then your existence at a organization or whatever you're doing, I don't care, relationship, whatever it is, that it may be time for you to go. And it's nothing personal, it's business. So family, when you are going through a trial or tribulation, now remember what I said going through, have the capability to take a moment to step back and figure out how can you activate your mind to figure out additional options. Because when you go into a victimized mindset, I promise you, you can find more, you'll find more that's wrong with the situation than what's right. And that's because you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on the problem instead of focusing on the solution. And that's why I use activate, because again, when you activate something, when you get your phone activated, it means it's turned on. Or when you get your internet activated, it's turned on. Activation is just purely being turned on. So what is going to get your mindset to turn on, to take immediate, if not massive, action to make things happen for you? I am your humble host. I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's been powerful and very impactful to me, just being able to share some of these stories with you. Until next time, I'm out.